Good morning, Sudbury. It's Monday, July 11th. And if you're counting, we are just over the hump, as they say. This is the 183rd day of the year and there are 182 days until the new year. So happy Monday. Here are a few stories to start the day. Iconic 50th anniversary weekend for Northern Lights Festival Boreal. Yes, it was 50 years ago that the first Northern Lights Festival Boreal was held in Sudbury. The festival has wrapped up for another year, but the past 4 days saw scores of popular performers, many from years gone by. There were also hundreds and hundreds of fans who showed up not just to hear the music, but to see many of the artists and crafters that are a special part of the annual event. Food and beverages were also a big part of the event. Read more about that and check out the Sudbury.com photo gallery here. Sudbury's Caruso Club celebrates 50 years for its annual Italian festival on St. Paddy's Day. Many of us become Irish for a day. Well, this weekend was the ideal time to become Italian and celebrate the amazing food, the wine, the dancing, singing, and culture that Italy has exported to our city. Sudbury's Caruso Club, the Società Caruso, which is the heart and soul of all things Italian in the Nickel City, celebrated the 50th anniversary Italian festival with a host of activities and events for its members and the wider community. Hundreds of club members, their families and friends, many from out of town, took part in dozens of club activities in the past few days. This included events taking place inside the main buildings as well as under the big tent out in the parking lot. Read more about that here. Sudbury woman talks about the torture of long COVID. A well-known Sudbury woman has become a face and a name for one of the newest and most frustrating medical conditions in Canada. Post-acute COVID-19 syndrome, PACS, also known as long COVID. Kim Fawner is an accomplished writer, author, poet and educator who has been struggling with long COVID for almost 8 months. Fawner said she developed adult asthma some years back, when she was a younger woman. So I knew that my lungs might be an issue if I ever got COVID and I followed all the rules and I was double vaccinated, Fawner said. But as things turned out, Fawner became infected. That was in November, 2021. In a recent interview, she spoke about the struggle and how it has changed her life completely, and enjoying something as simple as a cup of coffee just doesn't happen anymore. Read more about that here. Why it is important to understand people's differences. Many people associate pride festivities with sexual identity, being gay, lesbian, pansexual or asexual. There can occasionally be a lack of information about gender, specifically, those who identify as transgender or non-binary. Essentially, they see themselves as neither woman nor man. With festivities hosted by Fierté Sudbury Pride upcoming, it's an opportunity to discuss what it means to transition, and how that can affect day-to-day life. Laura O'Gorman is vice chair of Fierté Sudbury Pride, as well as an activist and researcher from Sudbury. O'Gorman uses they, them pronouns as they identify as non-binary. They told Sudbury.com they knew several years ago that the label of woman wasn't sitting right, and man wasn't either. Read more about that here. Bob Johnston has formally launched his bid for the mayor's office. Senior citizens are at the forefront of Greater Sudbury mayoral candidate Bob Johnston's campaign, with the would-be politician making a number of pledges for them during Friday's campaign launch. I have a lot of senior friends, I know what they're going through, Johnston said following his campaign launch speech at the Northbury Hotel and Conference Center. They've given so much after 70 years into our community that there's no reason we can't give back a little. Under a Johnston mayorship, he would advocate for seniors to get 50% off their bus passes and a $500 rebate on their taxes, which would permanently freeze for them when they hit 70 years of age. Let's let them breathe, let's let them stay in their house as long as they can, he said after clarifying he would make commitments as one voting member of city council instead of promises when it comes to campaign points. He has also suggested that up to 10 senior city hall staffers need to be sent packing. Read more about that here, Geeks Unite. There is a Northern Game Expo coming to Sudbury this summer. Feeling geeky? Do you find yourself humming the notes to the Super Mario Bros. Theme song when no one else is listening? Well, you're in for a treat. Sudbury's 7th Northern Game Expo is coming this August 28th with more than 100 tables of retro to modern video games, comics, talented artists, anime and more for people to shop from. The event will be held at the Cambrian College Gym at 1400 Barrydown Road from noon to 5 p.m. The annual event is to bring a feel of nostalgia with old-school Nintendo game tournaments and provide a space where people with common interests can mingle. We're in this timeline now where being a nerd is cool. It wasn't always cool when I was in high school, Brad Davidson, one of the co-founders for the event, told Sudbury.com. And it's also to allow people my age, Davidson is 38 this year, or a little bit older, to recapture their youth for a day, as well as showing their kids the systems and the games that we grew up playing with. Because it's not all about Fortnite and Call of Duty, like I grew up playing Mario and Sonic the Hedgehog. So it's more of a nostalgic trip for a lot of people, myself included. Read more about that here. Weather for the second Monday in July. You can't say we didn't have a super nice weekend in this part of Ontario, so this Monday could be cloudy with a 70% chance of showers. There is also the possibility of winds from the southwest at 30 km per hour, gusting up to 40 later in the morning. Today's high temperature is forecast to be 19 Celsius. The UV index is 5, or moderate, said Environment Canada. As we move into the evening, the cloudy conditions are expected to persist with a 60% chance of showers. Winds are forecast to be from the southwest at 20 km per hour, become lighter early on in the evening. The temperature is forecast to be steady at 16. The shower forecast will continue into Tuesday. For a full rundown on the environmental conditions in our city, short-term and long-term forecasts, check out our weather page, https://www.sudbury.com/weather. Also, Sudbury.com is looking for photos of the latest weather conditions in Greater Sudbury. If something catches your eye with the day's weather, snap a picture and send it over to editor@sudbury.com, where it could be featured on our site.